Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I'll be talking with someone who is looking for independent contractors to help him in the real estate business. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by WorkCamper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started with the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. Dreamers can participate in two online events every week and learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Dreamers can also join an open question and answer session once each month. There is no wrong time to get started. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Ben Socek founded RV Real Estate Income, a company that developed virtual income opportunities in the real estate market in the Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska areas. However, the work can be performed online from anywhere. The contractors do not need to be in Nebraska. Ben is looking for people who may be ready to put their homes on the market but have not yet contracted with a realtor. So he hires independent contractors to scour through public records and other documents accessible online to find people who may be looking to sell their existing homes. Perhaps the person just received a big promotion and will be looking to trade their current home for a bigger one. Perhaps they're facing some financial setbacks and just want to get out from under a mortgage. Regardless of the reason, Ben is hiring independent contractors to find those folks and pre-qualify the leads. The contractor then forwards the leads to Ben. Contractors are compensated for each lead they turn over, and bonuses are possible based on the quality of the lead generated. To tell us how it all works, please welcome Ben Socek to the show. Welcome to the show, Ben. Thanks for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about your company and the types of services that it provides.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you for having me on the program. My company, what I want to discuss, what I thought would be beneficial to your listeners here today, is a site that I created, RVRealEstateIncome.com. My primary company is a home buying company. I've been buying houses for more than 20 years. And a few years ago when my family bought our motorhome, I created the RVRealEstateIncome.com to show other individuals that want to generate an income in their RV, wherever they might be, as long as they have good internet and phone service, how they can generate an income from their RV. So that's where this was all originated or born from.
Okay. So you're not really hiring RVers. You're looking for independent contractors, or basically people who run their own businesses and consider you a client and selling your products and services that way.
That's correct. I am looking for independent contractors that want to primarily, it would be telemarketing or even texting these days. People respond better via texting sometimes than even making phone calls. So it could be just providing that service and with the primary intent for them to generate leads for homeowners that are considering selling their house for my company as well as other companies. If they can sell the leads in areas where my company is not buying houses, certainly this can be done in any geographic location and for any market. But yes, I am looking for individuals that want to provide that service to sell leads to my company.
And so you are providing the leads to them, or they're having to generate the leads on their own?
The intent with this would be for them to generate the leads to sell to my company. That's correct.
You said that you are selling real estate in specific markets. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, again, my company buys houses. We focus on buying houses from sellers that want to sell. And I am also a licensed real estate agent. So we can offer home sellers multiple solutions to sell their house, whether it be listing with a traditional agent or for us to buy their house. And so to clarify, yes, this role would be to generate, we show them how to generate the leads and how to build lists and which people to call, and would certainly assist in training a person to do that. But in the end, it would be to contact individual homeowners that want to sell their house to then sell those leads to our company.
Oh, okay. Now, is it important then for the people who are doing this kind of research to find people who have not yet put their house on the market?
That would be ideal, yes. People that have not put their house on the market yet, as far as being listed actively with another real estate agent, or it might be a situation where they've tried to sell their house with a real estate agent, but they did not get the house sold. And so they're still looking for some way to accomplish the sale of the house. So we have a few different ways or a few different ideas on how to, of which people to approach, which homeowners to approach, and we can certainly help them with that.
Are you looking for real estate or homes to sell anywhere in the country?
We're looking, my company primarily provides home buying services. We buy homes in the Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska, and Kansas City metro areas primarily, and a little bit in the Panhandle of Florida. So if a person can be located anywhere in the country and still do research and telemarketing to the markets that I do business in, or if those markets become saturated with others doing the same thing, can certainly generate leads in other parts of the country as well. And I can assist them with what to do with those leads in those other areas.
Okay. The point that I was getting at is that they're not just picking up the phone and randomly dialing 10 digits in hopes of finding somebody who wants to buy a house or to sell their house, but rather there's specific areas of the country that you are really looking to target, but they can still
Absolutely.
Do the research in that area. All they can need is an internet connection to be able to do that.
That is correct. Absolutely. They could be sitting in Florida and doing research on who to call in Nebraska, and obviously making calls to Nebraska or texting those individuals. And yes, also to clarify, we would provide guidance on what types of homeowners would be the best ones to call.
Okay.
So that they're not just calling any random number, but there are some best practices that we can give them to call the most likely ones to turn into a lead for us.
Okay, that makes sense. And so once people get the lead, then they turn it into you and they get compensated how?
Then, yes, they would turn it into us. And there's, at the beginning, it would be maybe a lower amount per lead. It depends on the quality of lead. And again, you know, I'd be happy to talk to the individuals that want to move forward with this program. It depends on the quality of lead, whether, you know, a person maybe just thinking about selling the house in the next year to, yes, I want to sell my house as soon as the current environment is safe to sell my house. So it would It would depend on that quality of lead. And over time, if we see that someone is producing high quality leads that we can convert into properties that we can purchase or liquidate in some way, then that cost per lead will increase, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. So it's not just like there's some, and that's to protect you guys from having people just submit names and phone numbers of people that they find and call that a lead and hope to get paid for it. These actually have to be
correct.
People who are looking to sell their home.
Correct. And preferably ones that want to talk to us to provide our services to them. That's absolutely correct.
Okay.
So it really just kind of depends on the quality of that lead will determine their compensation.
Is this a seasonal kind of opportunity, or is this something that people can do year-round?
This would be a year-round opportunity. There would not be any seasonality to it because, obviously, people are always, depending on their situation, people are always interested in selling a house if that's what they want to do. So it can be done throughout the year.
Yeah, homes go up for sale throughout the year. People get job transfers, et cetera, whatever the case might be, and they have to sell their house. I'm assuming that the spring and summer are probably the busiest time for getting homes sold, especially in Nebraska and Omaha before the snow falls, right?
Correct. There are seasonality issues to that. But with something specific like this, with lead generation, home sellers tend to want services from companies like mine when the traditional market is not so active. So if people decide in the winter months that, you know, I just don't want to deal with the snow anymore, I want to get to an easier lifestyle, then that might be even a better time to be contacting these individuals to see if they want to sell their house.
Okay. Very good. And you provide them some training or guidance on how to identify people who may be interested in selling their home, or do you actually provide them names and phone numbers or contact information of people and ask them to kind of pre-qualify them?
We do not provide any names and numbers. That would be part of the lead generation activity. We certainly do provide them guidance on my website. I have a couple of URLs for you whenever it's appropriate to give those of training, of the initial training that a person can go through so that they have a pretty good idea of what they would be doing and how to accomplish that. So, yes, we do provide the training, and for individuals that want to go down this path and do this project or do this for us or do this for whoever, again, it's not just for us, but if they want to go down this path, I'm certainly happy to provide whatever training we can so that we can make them successful with this.
Are there any skills, qualities, or traits that you're looking for in people to partner with or to become contractors?
The first thing that comes to mind is a person that likes talking to people, likes communicating with people. And again, with texting, a person doesn't have to be necessarily even a great conversationalist on the phone. If if you're a person's in phone sales, you need to be good on the phone. But again, with what I found over the past year or so is people are as responsive or more responsive in texting with them than even calling them. And it seems like anymore, most people have cell phones. They're more likely to have cell phones than a landline. And so texting is a very good possibility. The biggest item is being able to get the homeowner's name and that phone number to be able to communicate with them.
If somebody wanted to become one of your contractors, what is the process mm-hmm. for them to get that done?
The process would just be to go to either rvrealestateincome.com and they can create a free account there and get into the free information on how to generate leads. They can also go, and then once they've done that, there's a contact us button at the top of the page that they can contact me directly to say, you know, that they have gone through the initial information and would like to move forward. They can also go to rvrealestateincome.com/leadgen101. So just LEAD, lead, GEN, 101. And that will take them to a page that has the initial information about the steps in generating a lead. And if they go through that and want to take the next step, then there's directions on how they can do that right on that page.
So they don't need any real special qualifications or skills to be able to do something like this?
They really don't. The primary things is they need to be self-motivated, I think, is probably one of the main things, because especially initially, it can be a challenge to do the research and to initiate the communication with a home seller. I would say just like any sales, if a person's been in sales, it's a numbers game. So there is going to be a certain number of people a person's going to contact before there is success. But again, I think we've provided some guidance on how to make it more likely to talk to home sellers that may want to do, that may want to sell their house in the near future, than just randomly calling anybody. So we certainly do want to provide guidance that we can so that a person can be successful at this.
How many hours would you say somebody would spend in doing this per week? Is there a minimum or maximum you're looking for?
This is, again, strictly up to them. It's all up to their level of what they want to accomplish. I would think if a person wants to be successful at this, that they're going to want to spend 20 or 30 hours a week to do this, but they could spend more, they could spend less. It just depends on what they want to accomplish with this and how good they are at the task.
And time of day of work, they pretty much setting that as well, except you're not going to be wanting to make phone calls after 10 o'clock at night, I don't think. But they can certainly be doing their own research at that time, right?
Correct. This the time that they're the time of day that they're putting into things is entirely up to them as well. So if they can be doing the research part of thing or the list building tasks, obviously at any hour of the day, and then attempting to communicate, whether it's calling or texting with people at the appropriate times of the day when they might be more likely to contact people.
What kind of compensation can people expect from this?
It really depends on, again, how much effort they put into it and how successful they are of contacting individuals. Typically, we would pay anywhere from $20 to $50 per lead. So depending on, and there may be bonuses with that if a person is consistent and the quality of that lead is good for us. So I don't want to give any absolutes during this call because there are variables to it that probably more variables than what I can give specifics of right now. But it depends on how good a person is with their time, how focused they are with contacting the right people to contact, and again, how bottom line, how successful they are to generate good quality leads for us.
Okay. And by generating a lead, it means providing you with the name and contact information of somebody who may want to sell their home. And they will be compensated on delivering that lead based on the quality, but they might be able to get more money if it turns into a successful listing. Is that what I heard you say? Or if the home is actually sold through you folks?
If a person, at least initially, it would be just a set amount per lead. But over a period of time, if a person is consistent with delivering us leads, and that lead is, if those leads are better quality over time, then we would certainly look at improving or increasing the overall compensation for a person.
And I'm assuming that there would be some sort of stipulation in there that the leads that they're generating become your property. It's not something they could sell to a bunch of realtors throughout the area.
That's correct. We would not want them selling the same lead to multiple other parties.
Very good. So if people wanted more information about your company and what you do and what they would be expected to do, why don't you give us that website again one more time?
Sure. The website for, if they'd like to learn about me and my company and who we're trying to serve, they can go to homedownsizingsolutions.com. That's just homedownsizingsolutions.com, and they can learn about me and what I've been doing for over 20 years as my primary business. But for the tasks that we're talking about today, they can go to rvrealestateincome.com or the rvrealestateincome.com/leadgen101 and certainly learn about this task and generating an income from an RV.
Is there any other tips or advice that you would give to people who are interested in this information or pursuing this kind of career?
I think a lot of the information is on the website. I think, again, the main things is it does require to be self-motivated. But with something like this, I do believe that there's a lot of opportunity because it's, one, it's not a task that everybody wants to do. And as you know, the old saying, if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it. So I do believe there's some opportunity, especially in a time when it's a challenge to be remote and still generate an income somehow. And I think this can give the right person that opportunity.
I think so too. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time, and I hope people take the opportunity to check out that website and learn more information.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to your audience, Greg. And if I can answer any follow-up questions, obviously be happy to do that too for any of your listeners.
I'd like to thank Ben Socek for coming on the show to talk about this unique income opportunity for RVers regardless of where they're located. The work is done online or over the phone, and everything from scanning public records to transmitting the leads. Independent contractors can make $20 to $50 per lead plus bonuses based on the quality of the leads they generate. Because you're an independent contractor, you don't have a set schedule and can work anytime it is convenient for you. Yet, because you are in business for yourself, you do qualify for some tax deductions to help offset the cost of RV travel. An accountant can help explain all those based on your specific situation, like where you consider your domicile state to be. If you are interested in learning more, Ben Socek would love to speak with you about this opportunity. And you can find out more about him by visiting his two websites. The first is rvrealestateincome.com. And the second is homedownsizingsolutions.com. This might be the opportunity you're looking for. This is just one of several opportunities that are available to people who live and work from their RVs. Work Camper News is a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dreams and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next time, we're going to speak with someone who is intimately familiar with RVing in New England. That seems to be on many people's bucket lists, and after he's done talking, you'll be looking for jobs in New England or planning a trip to that region. It all happens next time on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.